What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Anything Better NFL Preview Show, sponsored by, as always, BetMGM, the most reliable name in betting, the most reliable lines, guys. As you know, the Anything Better podcast has teamed up a while back at the beginning of the season with BetMGM, okay? And now we have deals for you. We have money makers for you, although we haven't hit any Monday night specials lately, so I don't want to get crazy. But we'll be using the lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. Okay, if you haven't signed up to BetMGM yet, use promo code BURR, B-U-R-R, and you'll get $100 for free after placing your first $1 bet. Here's how it works. You download the BetMGM app. Very simple. You sign up using bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R. Very simple. Okay, place your first $1 money line bet on any NFL game. That's four fucking quarters. $1. Okay? You're going to receive $100 in free bets immediately after placing your bet, regardless of the outcome. Just make sure you use bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R, when you sign up. Guys, we are going into week 16. Unfortunately, dude, these are like preseason games because of all the fucking COVID going on, dude, and with playoff implications. So it's pretty nuts.
What are they? A bunch of guys are out?
Oh, dude, players, teams have six to eight players out, starting quarterbacks. I mean, it's fucked up. Okay, so last week, Bill, once again, Bill goes 500, keeping his record four games over 500. Bill is 2-2 last week at 33-26-1. I am 32-28, four games above 500, went 3-1 last week. And we are separated now by a game and a half with 3 weeks to go. We missed the Monday night special again, so we have to regroup, man. We came close a couple of times. We hit it once. We're going to have to regroup and take that one a little more.
It's hard now with all of these guys being fucking out and all of that shit. Plus, I got to be watching more football if I'm going to do well on this, but I just don't have the fucking time.
All right, well, here we go.
I had no idea the Rams front four was the way it was, man. They are impressive. All right, let's go. You go first?
No, it is an even week, so you go first.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. Paul Verzi actually said to me, Bill, you know what? If you don't take the Patriots with the first fucking take, I'm going to take them. And you know what I'm going to say, Paul? I'm going to defer it. I'm going to take the ball in the second half. I fucking hate this game.
You know what's funny?
I absolutely hate this game, Paul, because we already beat the Bills, and we beat the Bills because it was like 50. You listen to me when I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
I'm listening. I got to get
the games. Your goddamn phone.
I got to get the games.
It was 50 not fucking wins. We threw the ball fucking 2 to 3 times. It was a complete anomaly of a game. The Bills, the light switch was on, it's off, and I feel like it's on again. I have no fucking idea what's going to happen. I love what the Patriots did last week after getting jumped on. Mac Jones throws two fucking picks, and then he settles down, has the poise to come back, scare the shit out of him, gambled on a play, and gave up a big run. I'm staying away from it. I'm going to bet the team I should have bet last week, the New York Jets, getting one at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow. Well, you know, what's funny is I'm not taking the Patriots because I looked at that game after saying that, and I'm afraid of how desperate the Bills are. So I'm not taking that game. But speaking of desperation,
sure it wasn't what I just told you.
It's definitely not what you just told me. I was going to tell you, I'm not taking that game.
You sent me a warning text yesterday. You were taking that game.
Was it a warning or was it a cool fucking friend thing to do? That's what I thought it was.
Oh, taking your friend's team is not a cool thing on any how you slice it.
Well, that's why I said to you, well, here's what I'm doing.
No. Let's see. That's not, you just made yourself the hero in there, Paul. I don't think I like that.
I make myself.
First of all, you already stepped on my toes a couple of times taking the Patriots.
No.
When they're going on that wonderful run without calling me. And you can just let you know, if you don't fuck your wife tomorrow, I'm going to fuck her. That's basically what you did.
Let's take it a little far. Dude, the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing for their lives. They're getting
Their playoff lives.
They're playing for their lives. They're getting 7.5 points against the Chiefs. This is a fucking crazy game where it could be a blowout. But I just feel that the fact that they are in Pittsburgh, I believe they're in Pittsburgh. Let me make sure of that.
If they're on the bottom, they're in Pittsburgh.
Yes. They are in. They are in Pittsburgh. No, they're not. They're in Kansas City getting 7.5. Motherfucker. You know what? Tyreek Hill is out with COVID. Fuck it. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers getting 7.5, playing for their lives. Ben Roethlisberger's, this is his last year, and I think his last year he's going to go out in the playoffs, not in the regular season. I'm taking the Steelers with 7.5 against the Chiefs.
All right, I got to ask, is Aaron Rodgers playing?
Yes.
How about the how about Baker Mayfield? Is he playing?
I don't know. That I don't know.
This week is just stupid. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers, given 7.5 at home against the Cleveland Browns.
No Baker.
For my second pick.
No Baker.
No Baker Mayfield? They're only getting 7.5 points?
As of right now, it says he's out.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. I am going to take – wait, who did Bill just take?
Actually, competing information. So 6 hours ago, they said no. 36 minutes ago, they said they anticipate Baker to play Saturday against the Packers. So his quarantine expires on Friday, so that's subject to change. But as of right now, it looks like it's a 51% chance he's going to play.
Okay.
All right, everybody's telling me, Paul, every time you take – my San Francisco 49ers, they win. Take it. But they're playing the Titans tonight, and I'm scared of the game. I think what I'm going to have to do is I think I'm going to have to take.
Why are you afraid of that game?
I'm afraid of that game.
Henry is out.
I know Henry is out, but.
Henry.
Seems like the 49ers are different on the road than they are at home.
Titans have a win at home.
Titans just lost, and they need a win to keep up. I don't like the game. I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to take the Chargers.
You fucking asshole. God damn it. You do that to me every fucking week.
I'm going to take the Chargers over the Texans minus 10.
That's a gift. That's a fucking win. You motherfucker. God damn it. Why did I say the Jets first? You never would have taken the fucking Jets. It was such a stupid move on my part.
Dude, I've taken the Jets, I think, once this year. But no, the Jets have COVID issues. There's all fucking, because Jet fans are bitching in New York going.
Then let me ask you a question. What in the fuck am I betting on here? Emblems? If everybody's out.
You're betting on colors and logos, Bill.
Ah, you bastard. That's my gift of the week. Minus 10.
Oh, there's a jinx right there.
Huh?
There's a fucking Texans.
I'm saying that out of fucking kicking myself for not going first. I mean, not taking that first. You bastard. I hate all of these games. I am going to take. I guess Tom Brady didn't score any points last week, huh? I didn't even call him the Buccaneers. I don't know. I don't know. I believe in the Rams. I believe in the Rams. Shit. Minus 3 against the Vikings. Even though it's in Minnesota, I don't believe in those fucking guys.
Oh, fuck. If it's any consolation, that was my next pick.
I was going Chargers. I was going Rams. I was going Jets. And then I had one other one.
Oh, you were all Hollywooded up. You were going all Hollywood, New York, all the big markets.
Yeah, and then the mom and pop Green Bay.
All right, so you're taking the Rams?
Yep. So that's my third one. So I gotta find one more in here, Paul, that isn't a fucking COVID crazy. Paul, leaving San Francisco high and dry. I hope you don't got a fucking punchline day coming up. Those people were leaning on you.
The three games I'm scared of, the Bills, the Niners, and the fucking, the Colts, dude, the Colts are plus 1. Oh my God, dude. Arizona is flailing.
Yeah, what's going on with them? I was winning money on them all year.
I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 10. That's a Paulie pick. I got two picks, minus 10 against the Carolina Panthers. I think Brady and them are just got beat up, but not beat up, but they just lost 9-0 to the Saints. Always good to see Tom pissed off in a press conference and take them the next week. So I'll take the Bucs minus 10 against the Panthers.
I like that. I'm going to take the Saints plus 1.5 Monday Night Football at home against the Dolphins.
That's a great pick.
Depending if fucking, you know, if anybody's playing out there. Was that Kamara kid out now that I just took it?
I got one more, Andrew. Okay. So I have the... Who do I have? I have the Chargers. I have the Steelers.
What kind of an asshole picks the Jets first?
I was actually surprised. You know, you did because the Jaguars stink. It's probably not a bad pick. And
no,
Jets
it's a great pick, but I knew you were going to go with the fucking Chargers, and I figured you were also going to take the Packers. I'm trying to get into your head a little bit, so I was just like, I usually don't like your picks, but I'm like, I like two teams Paul likes this week. I hope he doesn't take them. Then my dumbass says the Jets. Paul, this is why I didn't do well in school. I'm not good with math.
All right, dude. I got one more. Give me a second here. Teddy Bridgewater. I hope he's okay. He got carted off. He got carted off.
What are you thinking about Bills Patriots?
I don't like it.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, they played each other. It was a fucking stupid game. Guy kicks on the Bills. The guy kicks a fucking 30-yard field goal. It's good and gets blown sideways. It's not a football game. It's a natural disaster.
Oh, fuck.
So you just pulled a knife out of your leg. Because,
dude, these three games are really tough. This Colts-Cardinals game is tough, dude.
Yeah, you got to, like, you know what it is about them? They're on the ropes, and I'm worried, like, they're going to do that last, right? You know, you ever see that in UFC when a guy looks like he's going down, the guy runs in, and then he fucking gives him a knee, and the guy goes down?
Colts
got a hell of a running game.
I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts, man. I want to see, listen, if Carson Wentz is going to do it, he's going to do it now. This is his time. It's a primetime game. I'm going to see if he's going to keep running that kid, Jonathan Taylor, that running back. I'm going to take the Colts. I'm sorry, Niners fans. I just, you know what? It's tonight. It's too soon. I've been running around all day. I can't take the pressure. I'm going to go.
I feel like the Titans are fading.
Both teams scare the shit out of me, and I hate the line. It's such a perfect line on the road for San Francisco. Give me the Colts, Carson Wentz in the running game. There you go.
So what's going out there in the NFC West? Like, the Arizona Cardinals had it. Now they might not even make the playoffs. Like, if they lose this week, they might not even make the playoffs.
Oh, you're scaring me. Should I change my pick? No, I'm taking the Colts, man.
That's because you're positive, Paul. You believe in people. You always think when their back's against the wall, they're going to be like you and they're going to step it up.
Well, that's what winners do. And I think that a team that wants to make the playoffs needs to do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So there you guys have it.
Oh, man, that fucking Charger bet.
Oh, wait a minute, Billy. It's time for the what?
Oh, let the Monday night special.
Who we got Monday night, Andrew?
With some money for you. We got this. I hate when I bet Monday night and then I got to do Monday night special. I feel like it fucks with my, makes me question my bet here.
I'll roll with you with the Saints, though. I like that. You want to take the Saints on the money line?
Saints on the money line. Who the fuck is their quarter? Is it Tyrod Taylor?
No, dude. Tyrod Taylor. That's
Joe
hilarious.
Flacco?
No.
Von Strock?
Tyron Taylor's with the
David Woodley?
No, that kid. What's it called? Taysom Hill. That kid had a crazy game last week. That kid's like a wide receiver, running back, quarterback. He's like a fucking fantasy.
Which is what the 49ers, the Saints have. This is going to be a great game.
No, that's what I mean. He's the Saints.
No. I'm saying who do the Dolphins
have? Oh, you're talking about Tua. Tatama Malopa. I totally fucked that up.
Sounds like a UFC fighter to me. All right. Okay, so the Monday night special. Alvin Kamara rushes one, maybe catches one.
Wait, is Kamara playing with COVID? Is Kamara in? This we need to know because...
This is what we need to know. Duda, duda.
As of an hour ago, he might end up as a backup.
All right, no.
Dude, don't. What am I betting? What the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah,
I could have looked at all. I'm too fucking busy to look at this COVID shit. God damn it. Okay, Kamara's backup. What do we got? Who we got? Raymond James?
Dude, I'm scared.
John Stevenson?
Dude, if I go 0-4 this week, it's going to be devastating. I'm taking too many points.
Dude, 0-4 does not fucking count this week. Nothing counts this week. If fucking everybody's got the sniffles.
Yeah, anything this week. This week is called unpredictable.
This should have been our bye week.
Let's do what's his name getting a touchdown pass. Tua?
He's got the mumps. He's not playing. Can you imagine, dude, you fucking getting married and you're going to Vegas on your bachelor party and you want to bet the NFL this week and you got this fucking COVID shit you got to deal with?
Oh, my God. Oh, who's my playing? God. What?
He's playing.
Who is?
Tua.
Tua's playing. All right. So Tua throws a touchdown.
Is that the Dolphins guy?
Yeah. Or do you want to do Tua throws a pick?
You know what, Paul? You're going to have to do the Monday night special because I fucking bet New Orleans Saints because I'm not going to be, I don't want anything good for the Dolphins to happen.
All right. So let's do this. All right.
Over/37.5.
Right. Huh?
37.5 is the over under.
You know
I
what?
It's going over.
You know what? It's in New Orleans. Let's do a Miami fumble recovered by the Saints. That's been good all year. A Miami fumble recovered by the Saints. We'll take the Saints in the money line, and we'll take the over. How about that?
I think
that?
The over just because I think it's just going to be a wild game.
Okay.
So that'll there be a defense recovers, fumble recover if we can get Saint, that.
But BetMGM wants us to be specific. So the Saints get a fumble recovery. All right, so here's everybody. So there's
by
no.
By the way, dude, you called the Bills last week. One of your things you said was going to happen exactly. You said it was going to be a bloodbath. I mean, they won by like 15 or whatever, right?
Did they? Yeah, did they? They came back.
You won that one, right? You talked all this shit going there. They're, you know, good team coming over the road.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah.
Going to be an absolute bloodbath. I mean, yeah, they kicked the. It was like 30-something to 15, right?
I'm getting real tired of coming real close. I'm getting tired of coming close to 4-0 2 weeks in a row. I'm getting tired of it. I need it, but whatever. I'll take 3-1.
I'm willing to bet the side you're not going to do it. You've come close too many fucking times.
I know.
You've gone 6-2 the last few weeks. The odds are against you.
But
with COVID, Paul, with that fly in the ointment, you could possibly do it. But you've gotten fucked. On a cup. I'll tell you what, that fucking game I was watching the other night, Seattle or something like that. What the fuck game was I watching? There was just some blatant pass interference. They weren't calling shit.
I know. I saw that game. I did. I got fucked. The Washington football team I almost had. My Giants screwed me too. What can you do? Listen, here's a Monday night special so there's no confusion. The Miami Dolphins are going to put it on the floor. It's going to be a recovery by the Saints. We're taking the Saints with the money line, and we're taking the over. There you go. No confusion. It's
diving
the Monday.
Over the top. I think it's going to be a wild one.
As Bill calls it, it's the Monday night special, making what for people?
Making money for you. We only hit 2 out of 16.
It's
tough. But that's better than most shows.
Well, there you have it, guys. That has been the Week 16 preview. This is the Christmas edition, so we wish you all happy betting. Merry Christmas. We hope you make money so you can get those Christmas gifts. And as you guys know, please join up. We really, really love working with BetMGM. They've been amazing.
It's the best.
If you haven't signed up.
You know what? They're there every week.
They're there every week.
BetMGM's there every week. They're not questionable.
No. BetMGM executives aren't getting COVID.
That's right. You can depend on those guys. Unlike my dad.
If you haven't signed up yet, very easy. Very easy. You download the BetMGM app to sign up using bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R, guys. Couldn't be more easy. Here's what's even better. You risk $1 of your money on any money line game for the NFL. $1. Four quarters, you're going to receive $100 in free bets immediately after placing your bet. Just make sure you use bonus code BURR when you sign up. BetMGM, man, the best lines in the game, most reliable name in the betting game. There you go. This has been a Week 16 preview. We're coming down to the wire the last 3 weeks. Enjoy football, everybody, and we will see you next time. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Arizona, Colorado, D.C., Iowa, Indianapolis, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, Washington only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Excludes Michigan, disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-522-4700. Colorado, D.C., Louisiana, Nevada, Wyoming, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in Indianapolis, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789, Tennessee, or call 1-888-777-9696 in Missouri, or 1-800-547-6133 for Washington. That's 1-800-547-6133. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states were prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada.